The Pocahontas County Board of Education is struggling to create a balanced budget for the fiscal year 2017 to 2018, despite having made 14 personnel cuts. School Treasurer Sherry Radcliffe reported to the board at their April 24th meeting that there will likely be almost $750,000 less revenue next fiscal year. This is because of cuts in state aid, national forest money, a 30% cut in federal funds, and a large drop in property tax revenues. At the same time, there has been an increase in expenses, including large maintenance and repair costs, higher heating costs this winter despite milder than usual weather, and an increase in the food bill of about $40,000. She presented a letter from the state auditor which advised that Pocahontas County would only be receiving $72,936.23 from the Federal Award for National Forest Land this year, which is about $377,000 less than was received last year. Sherry pointed out that in her summary schedule of revenues for the fiscal year through the end of March of this year, the schools have received $421,775 less revenue than through the same time frame last fiscal year, while at the same time having $415,257 more in expenses over the same time frame last year. In his report to the board, School Superintendent Terrence Beam provided the board with a draft schedule of Board of Education meetings for the 2017-2018 school year. Mr. Beam also offered some special recognitions. Grace Shabeck from PCHS has won fourth place in the 10th to the 12th grade category in a nationwide art contest. He also congratulated the Pocahontas County students who did well at the State Social Studies Fair. Mason Soliday won honorable mention in the U.S. History individual category. Rachel Burns and Sarah Warder won second place in the political science group category. Jenna Lee Meck in the economics individual category. And Kaylee Pritt in the sociology individual category. The board then took up fiscal matters, approving vendor claims. The board examined all of these itemized purchases and card charges and determined they were all necessary to the operation of the schools. These included large bills from Mon Power of over $23,000 and an $8,259 food bill, as well as a $2,490 waste disposal bill. In addition, the board approved two grants from the West Virginia Department of Education, approved budget adjustments, and the April 18th payroll in the amount of $225,477.30. The board placed the Dual Credit Advanced Placement Policy, IKM, on a 30-day comment. This policy sets the advanced placement syllabuses for the next fiscal year. They also placed policy GBQC, the critical need policy, on 30-day comment. This policy allows retired teachers to substitute teach for more than 130 days. They approved Teresa Mullen to attend the National Pro Start Hospitality Cup in Charleston, South Carolina from April 28th through May 1st. This is paid for by a grant. They approved Cami Kesterson and Wanda Habrina retroactively to transport four students to the FBLA State Leadership Conference in Charleston, West Virginia. They also approved the Green Bank fifth grade students to travel by school bus to Massanutten Water Park in Virginia on May 26. The board then went into an executive session to discuss the pending personnel agenda, and after returning to regular session, approved it with the exception of deciding not to vote either for or against extending a contract for a bus driver, Pamela Van Orsdale. Instead, they pulled it off the agenda to possibly vote on it at the next board meeting. The personnel agenda can be found with this story on our website. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.